From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The COVID-19 crisis has not slowed demand for organic produce, and Albertson's Executive Director Jim Donald sees no ceiling as demand continues to grow. Donald tells ThePacker.com, though no one can predict what will happen during a recession, he believes organics will continue to thrive. Donald believes with restaurants still hampered by COVID-19 restrictions, the supermarket business will get stronger over the next 18 months. In reducing wildfire risk, grazing cattle represent an important tool, according to a study prepared by University of California specialist and a private consultant. The study says grazing cattle removed an average of 650 pounds per acre of potential fire fuel. Saying additional research could pinpoint target levels of fuel reduction, the study recommends grazing in areas of high fire severity and risk of fire ignition. U.S. beef and pork exports trended lower in May, due in large part to temporary interruptions in slaughter and processing. Beef exports dropped well below year-ago levels and recorded the lowest monthly volume in 10 years. Pork exports remained higher than a year ago, but were the lowest since October 2019. USMEF President and CEO Dan Hallstrom says red meat production has rebounded significantly in recent weeks, and he expects beef and pork exports to regain momentum in the second half of 2020. Western Hemisphere markets will take longer to rebound. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.